Children who live in places with lots of air pollution are more likely to develop asthma. So if you clean up the air, does that protect kids' health? NPR science correspondent Richard Harris reports on a study that answers that question.
Southern California is notorious for its poor air quality, but over the past two decades, the air has been getting better. That led Erica Garcia, a postdoc at the University of Southern California, to ask a simple question.
We know that there's been reductions in air pollution. Let's see if concurrently there are improvements in health outcomes during that same time period.
As it happens, scientists have been checking in periodically on the health of students in 12 different communities in the Los Angeles area. Garcia and her colleagues tracked air quality trends in those regions during three different time periods, starting in 1993 and ending in 2014.
Some communities declined a little bit, some communities declined a lot, some communities didn't decline at all. How does that relate to the changes in asthma incidence rate in these three different sets of students?
They report now in the journal JAMA that overall, hazardous air pollutants, including nitrogen dioxide and fine particles, declined by about 20% over the time period.
This corresponded with about a 20% decline in the rate of new asthma cases in children.
That sounds fairly substantial, 20%?
Yes, it is fairly substantial.
John Balms, an environmental health professor at UC San Francisco and the physician member of the California Air Resources Board, agrees. The study doesn't prove cause and effect, but it's not a big leap to find that cleaner air means less illness. And Balms says it's important evidence in the ongoing debate over just how much money we should spend to improve the air.
There's been a concerted effort in California over the period of this study to reduce motor vehicle emissions in general and diesel emissions in particular, and I think this study shows that it's paying off.
State policy aimed at both health and climate change calls for the gradual phasing out of gas and diesel vehicles in favor of electric cars, trucks, and buses. Industry, once resistant to these rules, is now split, with clean energy companies in favor of clean air regulations, Baum says.
That has allowed us to move forward, I think, perhaps at a brisker pace than we might have otherwise.
It's a different story on the federal level, however. The Environmental Protection Agency in the Trump administration is skeptical of the link between clean air and health. George Thurston, a professor of environmental medicine at New York University, says the new study from Southern California comes at a key moment.
Because it confirms what is being questioned by the present EPA, which is that are there really health benefits to cleaning the air? We think that that should be obvious, but that's a question that they're asking.
He calls the study a landmark in demonstrating the benefits of cleaner air on asthma, which is the most common chronic disease in children. Richard Harris, NPR News.